The City of Greater Bendigo is undertaking an online survey to gather the community's thoughts on road safety, specifically in the Bendigo City Centre. Phil Garner is the Acting Manager, Engineering for the Greater City of for the City of Greater Bendigo, and he joins us on the Wake Up Call this morning. Phil, good morning to you.
Morning, Robert. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Would it be fair to say that with the growth in the area, the problem, particularly of city traffic, is one that's coming upon us sooner rather than later? That's why we need to look at it now.
Yeah, that's right. We're looking at the whole Bendigo City Centre and looking at reviewing mainly the road safety around the city. So it's for all road users, so pedestrians, cyclists, you know, public transport and motorists as well. And just making sure the city can continue to operate in a safe and effective manner.
It it must be challenging, though, because obviously you only have a finite area of roads, widths, buildings, etc., to sort of work within. What are some of the main things you're sort of looking at?
Oh, I suppose, yeah, a lot of the there's a lot of competing interests, I suppose. You have traffic lanes and cycle lanes and things. In the city, we like to provide some pretty wide footpaths and nice areas to walk. And we want, you know, pedestrian crossings, and we've got large trees and lots of things. So it is always a challenge. And another big one is parking, of course. So we don't want to impact too much on parking. So it's always a bit of a balance, but we just need to give a nod to every area and make sure it all works.
So obviously it's also that 50-50 thing that you obviously want to promote more traffic and more people into the city to help, obviously, businesses, but at the same time sort of balance that with, obviously, infrastructure. So the old sort of nutshell one that always comes up is more free parking. Is that something that might be incorporated into the survey in terms of getting feedback?
No, we're really just focusing on road safety.
Right.
It does have an impact on, I suppose, attraction to the city and, I suppose, getting people in and out, but we're not looking at parking or parking prices in this work. But the impact it can have is there can sometimes be a barrier with people walking into the city, whether that's from a bit further out or parking just outside the city. They might find certain roads or certain crossings are quite, they find them dangerous or perceive them to be dangerous.
Mm.
So that's the type of information they might say, look, I don't want to park on this side of the city because the walk-in, I don't feel comfortable, so I need to park really close. Whereas if we can provide a better walk-in connection, then maybe they're happy to park a little bit further out.
Yeah.
But that's one thing we might, yeah.
Yeah. Well, with that, I mean, is there any thought being given, and this may or may not be in your area, so forgive me if it's not, but to the likes of the City Loop buses that are, say, free to get onto, so you can park further out, but just jump on the old loop buses that go around?
Yeah, so, again, not part of this work, but I know we had a few workshops with the Public Transport Victoria and Vic Roads last year regarding the bus network and how it currently sits and operates and how that can be improved in terms of alignment of routes and bus stop positions and those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always trying to advocate our improvements with scheduling and how we can better utilise that system, because we can get the occupation up quite a bit. So that's something that we'll continue to push for. And you know, having some sort of a loop or improving parts of, you know, that loop around the box around the city can definitely be achieved.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, just a bit separate to what we're doing today.
Well, I reckon with the points about that and the free parking, you better tell some of your mates down there you might need another survey, I reckon. I think I'd know the outcome.
It's fair to say there's a lot to talk about around the city, yeah. Yep.
Certainly is. So where can people go to do the survey?
So it's called our Let's Talk platform, which you can access off the council's website. And there's a bit of information about what we're talking about today and then a link to the survey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really only 3 or 4 minutes to complete. And as I say, we're looking for really anyone that that accesses the city centre. So whether that's walking or driving or just any users, and just to get your information and opinions around road safety in the city centre.
And how long is the survey running for?
Another month. It closes on the 21st of February.
Okay. Well, I'll be interested sometime after that to have a chat and find out some of the feedback, which will be very interesting indeed, because you know, there's always a lot of discussion about all aspects of the city in terms of encouraging more people. But as you say, you know, that the safety and road safety is certainly foremost in our minds. And the increase of cyclists as well, I guess, just in closing, that's another area that is obviously a really big one.
Yeah, definitely. We a lot of our counts for bike counts around the city, particularly along the trails like the Back Creek Trail, have really increased over the last 2 years with a lot of the lockdowns, and you know, seen increases of over 50% in a lot of those counts. And yeah, accessing around town or the city centre is always a big factor in linking up some of those paths. Probably one of the other things, changes around the city centre. A few years ago, we have implemented the speed zone, a 40-kilometre speed zone throughout the whole city centre. So as part of that, we're doing a lot of traffic counts and also speed counts to look at, is that just to make sure that it's working and that there's certain areas that are not, you know, we don't have speeds above 40.
Yeah.
So that's another factor into the road safety.
Fantastic. All right. Well, interesting stuff indeed. Phil, appreciate your time, mate. All the best. We'll talk later about how it all went.
No worries. Thank you.
Good on you. Phil Garner, Acting Manager, Engineering, City of Greater Bendigo. On the Wake Up Call, Gold, Central Victoria.